goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITES PAC, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Robert Marston, MARSTON, date of birth February 5th of 1951. Dear Brian, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Marston with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was April 12th of this year. He's been feeling well. He does walk 3 miles a day for exercise, and he does go to Arizona for the winter, and he's able to continue to walk on a regular basis out in that climate. He has gained 10 pounds since his last visit, but he is trying to cut back on portion sizes and believes he will be able to lose that again with as he continues to exercise and cut his portion sizes. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, chest pain, or palpitations. He has good urine output without cloudiness or blood, and no difficulty starting stream, no dribbling or incontinence, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low-dose Losartan, 25 milligram once a day, in addition to his other routine medications. He's also on Trulicity, 0.75 milligram once weekly. Physical examination, weight is 194 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, blood pressure is 120 over 64. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 17th of 2022. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 20. Creatinine is 1.33 with estimated GFR of 56. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium, 9.7. Albumin is 4.1. Phosphorus is 3.6. Hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of chronic kidney disease. 2, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And 3, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.